Are you interested in starting your own cash PT practice? Maybe a little side hustle practice right now because you're bored with what you do at work and you're seeing massive volumes of patients. I found the most success by going this route through a practice in a gym. And this is why I started the Gym PT Blueprint. The Gym PT Blueprint is really a program that shows you exactly how to be successful in the cash model, whether it's a side practice or you're diving head first like I did. This shows you exactly how to set your finances up correctly, how to set your practice up correctly, how to sell things, how to market yourself, and how to really convey your unique value to other people so that they'll want to pay you for it. If you are struggling to figure out how to set your practice up correctly, or if you're in practice and you're not making at least five figures a month at this point, you really should check out the Gym PT Blueprint. Head over to drdannymattei.com/products. That's drdannymattei.com/products to take a look at the Gym PT Blueprint and see how this program can help you become successful. So here's the question. How do physical therapists like us, who don't want to see 30 patients a day, who don't want to work home health, and have real student loans, create a career and life for ourselves that we've always dreamed about? This is the question, and this podcast is the answer. My name is Danny Mattei, and welcome to the PT Entrepreneur Podcast.
Hey, what's up, guys? Dr. Danny here with the PT Entrepreneur Podcast, and I'm into the in a car on the way to the office this morning. It's what time is it? About 5:15. Headed in to see my first patient of the day, and I wanted to tell you guys a little bit about a story, or a scenario, I should say, that I saw this weekend. I did a Facebook Live on this in the PT Entrepreneur Facebook group. If you guys are not in that, you need to head to Facebook right now, type in PT Entrepreneurs, and request to join access to this group. We got about 400 people in the group right now. It's been open for about 10 days, so it's been cool to see people jump into this thing as quickly as they have. And what's happening is, you know, all of us that have aspirations to be entrepreneurial within our profession, whether that be open a practice, have digital products, do consulting, start businesses that are associated with it, software companies, I mean, all kinds of stuff, physical products. And we got all these PTs that are congregating in a digital sense in this one area. And they're helping each other out with resources and asking questions. And it's moderated by myself and my friend EGG out of Charleston. And it's been really cool. So I did a Facebook Live in that group, and it was all about how to sell a slinky. So selling a slinky, comes from something I saw with my kids. So my son the other day got two lollipops he did his parade at school basically, and he got two lollipops. And my daughter, she had this blue slinky that she had gotten, I think it was from the doctor. And they're sitting in the car, and my son is, he's gloating about his two slinkies. And Maggie, of course, wants, or his two lollipops, I should say, and Maggie, of course, wants all his lollipops. So she tries her, if you give me a lollipop, I'll play with you. That's usually her go-to. Like, if you give me a lollipop, I'll promise I'll play with you. And, Jack's like, I want none of that. I got two lollipops. You can keep that. That's not a very enticing offer. So she pulls out this blue slinky. She goes, hey, Jack, what if I give you this slinky? And he was sort of interested. I think she could tell. So she goes, and describes this slinky. She goes, it's blue. You can stretch it. You can make a circle out of it. You can move it back and forth in your hands. And, she basically is describing all these features of the slinky. And of course, Jack says, nope, I don't want the slinky. And then Maggie starts crying, and game over. Jack eats two lollipops. Maggie doesn't get one, and keeps her slinky. And what I thought was interesting was, that's basically a sales scenario, right? That's my daughter trying to persuade my son into doing something that she wants, and it didn't work out in her favor, right? So I think you can apply this pretty well to sales in general, and in particular, our profession. Because if you think about the way that you try to sell what you do, in most cases, people go straight to features. Oh, I'm a physical therapist. I'm trained in this technique. I studied with this guy. I've got these letters behind my name. You know, I've been to these courses. I do dry needling and myofascial release, and I can do all kinds of whatever stuff, right? I've got all these features. And people see that, and they're not necessarily making a buying decision based off that. And in fact, very rarely are they actually making a buying decision based off of your features. Just like my son didn't trade a lollipop for a blue slinky. And I told Maggie, I said, hey Maggie, listen, next time that you are trying to get a lollipop from Jack, you got to think about the slinky as the experience and the solution that he's looking for, not the features of the slinky. And of course, she's four, so she didn't quite know what I'm talking about. So I said, look, next time you talk to Jack, you have to say, hey Jack, check out this slinky. Think about how cool you're going to be with your friends when they see this slinky when you're, you know, letting it go down the stairs and it goes down the stairs on its own. Or think about how that lollipop's going to be gone in 5 minutes, but you'll have this slinky and you'll be able to play with it and have fun with it forever. And how good you're going to feel when you're outside with a slinky playing in the sun. You know, like, you have to describe this situation, paint them a picture of what the outcome will be, right? They call it future pacing. And so you start painting this picture of the outcome, you know. And for our patients, think of it like this. It's like, I've got back pain. Oh, okay, I can do dry needling, I can do soft tissue release, I can teach you corrective exercises, we can fix your breathing, I've been to a PRI course. You know, that means nothing to somebody. Versus, I've got back pain. Oh man, you know, do you have kids? Yes. Are you having trouble getting them out of the bathtub or getting up down off the ground with them? Absolutely, that sucks. Man, I've been there, that does suck. And it doesn't have to be like that forever. Trust me, you know, we help people just like you get better all the time. And then, you know, typically I'll bring up the name of somebody that's similar to somebody that I'm talking to, and I'll tell them their story about how they overcame their back issues by, you know, putting the work in with us to get to that point. And we'll future pace it with them, and I'll describe what that is like and being able to be uninhibited, you know, playing with their kids or getting back to the sport that they've been having to avoid or whatever it might be. And we're not selling features. I don't once say like, oh, I've got X, Y, and Z, and I do this, this, and this, and I whatever. You know, it doesn't matter. The only people that care about that are other practitioners, and I'm not trying to do much of anything with them unless they work with me. So the next time that you get in a conversation, and it doesn't necessarily have to be physical therapy, but I think it's a great place for you to practice this. I want you to think about, what are you selling? Are you selling features? Are you selling your features? Are you selling your credentials? You know, or are you selling a solution? Are you selling an outcome? Which, you know, if you're looking at what people will actually pay for, and in particular in the cash setting, where, you know, there's more out of pocket costs, you will not have a ton of success selling features. Some people may buy that, and those people are typically the kind of folks that they just love stats. They want to know everything about, you know, whatever stats, where you went to school, what kind of research you've done, you know, all kinds of stuff. They tend to be much more much different analytical kind of type of folks. And you can typically pick them out really fast. Now we're talking about psychographics and a whole different level of understanding who you're talking to. But for the most part, people are emotional buyers. They want to know basically what the solution is going to be and not really care who or how they get it. They just want to get it. And that is where your sales process needs to be dialed in. And if you focus on that, you'll have much, much more success. And if you don't and you start selling features, you're going to be just like Maggie, holding a blue slinky in your hand, wishing that you had a lollipop.
Hey, real quick before we go, I just want to say thanks so much for listening to this podcast. If you're one of the people that's already headed over to iTunes and left me a review, I really appreciate it. There's been over 50 iTunes reviews, and all of them being 5 stars, that have been left on this podcast since we started in August. That's awesome. And I read every single review. I take every little piece of advice that you give me in there, any criticism, any positive feedback that you have, I read all of it. And it's amazing to see that we're even getting reviews internationally at this point. So if you're one of the people that's reviewed the podcast, thanks so much. If you're an active listener of this podcast, I highly, highly encourage you to subscribe to the podcast and go to iTunes and leave me a short review. I'd love to hear what you have to say, and it really does help me get this information in front of more people. So guys, thanks again for your time, and keep listening.